Wrestling podcast. Thanks, Norm. That's right, folks. We're back with not another freaking wrestling podcast. I don't know if you heard, but there was a fun little Indian town in Philly called WrestleMania Night 2. Let's check it out.
Night 2 was definitely better. And I'm Shane Daniels.
I'm sorry.
I'm back for this week.
I was thoroughly sports entertained. I'm JD, and
it's not,
I don't have
sports entertainment anymore, motherfucker. It's
pro wrestling.
Professional wrestling.
No, they didn't say that until after the Rock Cody match, so that tag match was still thoroughly sports entertaining.
And I'm Jake, and I was the one that was supposed to be in the Undertaker's spot during the main event, but we couldn't come to terms on money.
That's who it was. See,
you
I knew
fucking
it was.
Carny.
Yeah, we couldn't come to terms on money. They wanted me to pay my own trans, and I was like, nah, bro.
Well, and especially if we're thinking of, like, iconic WrestleMania callbacks with The Rock, then you kind of have to have the stare-off between The Rock and Dirty Dog Jake Murphy back during his Dirty Dog gimmick days.
I mean, the history of the heat that I have with his family is legendary.
Yeah, it's talked about widely.
It's made
on documentaries and everything.
Yeah.
They just put up another one on Peacock.
Yeah.
Did
check
they
it out.
I got another royalty check in a few weeks. Awesome.
Yeah,
no, they
cents.
They purposefully put a yellow dot over your face.
Oh, well. Did they do the nails voice modulation on me too?
No, they were real petty. They made you sound like Gonzo from the Muppets.
Well, fuck me, man.
Fuck you, The Rock.
I thought we were just there to do B-roll, so what they told me, but...
How about that Seth and Drew match? What'd you guys think?
That was a weird
match. It wasn't
match.
Good until the finish.
That
until
was very...
Sexual Undertaker came out, cashed in.
It was a fun little match. I thought Drew tweeting on some random person's phone mid-match was...
That was
fun
his
wife's phone.
I think you're all wrong. I think
so,
that was a stranger.
The best part about that was, though, was bored at work, LOL, and then he retweeted it later and he's just like, fuck.
Yeah. Like, fucking capital letters, like, yo. No, that was a good start to the show, and I feel like it really set the pace for the night. Like, it was kind of nonstop after that.
I did find it funny, though, that, like, Drew's whole thing had been, like, the CM Punk WrestleMania main event shit, and then here he is jerking the curtain.
I thought the best part about that match was him, the psychology of the match, basically, was him talking shit to Rollins the whole build-up to the match, saying, you're obsessed with The Rock, you're obsessed with Roman, and then he was too obsessed with Punk and lost the title.
My perfect hubris!
And then
my
gonna...
hubris!
I'm looking forward to them all kissing at SummerSlam.
I did like
as well.
Punk's shoot promo on fucking Drew coming out to Scotland the Brave. He's like, that's Roddy Piper's music. Turn that shit off. Because I said
yeah,
the same thing
it was,
Scotland the Brave too.
Missed opportunity to have Seth not come out to Broken Dreams.
Oh, God, right?
That would have been so fucking sick.
How long do you think we got Damian Priest hold the title?
Not long.
No.
He's gonna get a couple pay-per-views out of it. Like
he'll
retain
one,
against
least.
Jay.
I say he makes it to SummerSlam.
I
don't
think
that
Clash
long.
Castle.
Yeah. Clash to the Castle. Drew beats
yeah,
him.
I feel like they'll drop it.
No,
to Drew.
Probably Otis.
When is Clash to the Castle?
Otis, that's a funny way to pronounce Almas, William.
I don't know when Clash of the Castle is. I don't remember.
I'm looking it up.
He's not allowed to go for the World Heavyweight Championship because he's too large.
He's like a walking cheat code.
That's why he's also not allowed to appear on any pay-per-view, right?
What do you mean? He was at WrestleMania.
What? No, he was not.
Yeah, he beat up The Rock.
WrestleMania.
He beat up The Rock and Roman and Cody and Seth Rollins to close out night one. And then he did the worm.
June 15th.
June 15th? Yeah. That's a good target date for him to lose the belt.
Yeah, give him a couple months.
They can bring in Bray. Run. They'll bring in
Didn't
Gray.
Punk and Drew at SummerSlam.
Oh, that would be great.
I'm really considering going to SummerSlam, honestly.
Where is it at?
It's Cleveland. Going to be in Cleveland.
I'm not going to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Ohio is kind of like a horrible place.
Ohio's horrible. Let's just be real.
It's
sorry. Everybody really doesn't even know Cleveland buries this whole state, or from Ohio, just buries the entire state.
It's miserable.
Down in Ohio, as they say.
So, what y'all think about that stupid ass street fight?
It was dumb as fuck. It was probably the worst match of WrestleMania weekend.
Wrong.
It was worse than the Usos.
No, it was not.
It's tied, maybe.
Because it had that fun little bit where the table broke, and then they had to go get a new one.
Reset the finish.
I did see that spot. That was fun.
That shit was hilarious.
It gave me big flashbacks to the time that I went to TNA when they were still running in Nashville, and AJ was wrestling Abyss in, like, a street fight, like, Falls Count Anywhere thing, and he puts, like, an Abyss on the table, and it breaks. And you could hear AJ over the crowd go, "You fat fuck."
LA Knight finally got his WrestleMania moment.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you.
Why is it that AJ has his best Mania matches with the people that he shouldn't be?
Right.
This was not as good as the Shane McMahon match, but right up there. And the fact that AJ's best Mania match is with Shane McMahon is fucking nuts.
That's fucking wild.
Especially since he worked Shinsuke at WrestleMania.
Literally the year before. And Shane McMahon blew him out of the water. How?
I do have to say something, though, before we go any farther. I can't with these fucking advertisements. It ruins every goddamn thing.
Sounds like someone's got a dirty ass and needs dude wipes.
I know. But let's talk about, you're going to fucking do a Wingstop during a fucking black female fucking six-man tag match?
Oh, did they, for real? I did not even notice that.
Yes.
During the Jade Cargo-Bianca Belair match. And then they had
Spanish drink.
The gin during the... Street Profits and Bobby Lashley match. I was just like, wow, that's a choice.
And then during the All Lucha match was a Spanish drink. And I was like, what the fuck are we doing?
Is it just me, or is the hallmark of the Triple H era so far just putting people of the same race and a faction together?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who fucking goes, hey guys, you know, we got to get this advertisement for Wingstop out here. What about this match with three black females? That sounds really good. We should do that.
When they should have put that one on the main event tag match.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I had Wingstop. I had Wingstop on night one, so.
I mean, Wingstop is just...
Or night two. I love Wingstop.
Wingstop's awesome.
I've never had Wingstop.
Rick Ross, baby.
We used to do Wingstop like once a week.
Yeah, but I get that you got to do your advertisement, but why can't we do it like back in the day where it was like, hey, this match is presented by StrideX.
Well, they didn't do it as the commercial. The entire show is produced.
I think they should have more ads, and y'all are just weak and need to go watch some fucking Lucha Libre.
You know how fucking stupid it is when I'm fucking sitting there and I see a fucking dude wipe advertisement during a women's match?
You know how awesome it is? They make money from it, but there's a better way to do it.
When they mix in
the ads to their Titantrons, and then you just see Atlantis Senior holding up a Cerveza Cristal.
Like, they even played that fucking American Vodka shit, too. Like, in the arena as it was going on. And I was like, really?
Like, I mean, everybody's getting into this extra advertising shit, because, like, this year the fucking... In baseball, they've got fucking advertisements on the uniforms.
As they yeah, should.
Yeah, or the NBA started doing the same thing.
Yeah, they, I know, well, they but... did it like 10 years ago was when they started.
No, the NBA started like 2 or 3 years ago.
UFC was stupid to stop doing it.
Yeah.
I don't seeing like that big ass Gotti prom bottle in the middle of the ring fucking piss me off.
Like, I don't like the advertisements on the ring canvas for the Fed because I'm so that used to just being a blank canvas.
That doesn't bother me, especially since it's only PLEs.
I wish there was more than just with it just being Prime. It looks a little weird. They need to get a few more sponsors on there. Like, do how literally everyone else does it, where it's like lining kind of the outside edges of the canvas.
Yeah,
it looks more
even. Like back in WCW where they had like the 1-800 collect in each corner or whatever.
Yeah,
stuff like that. That's fine.
Give me more symmetry to it. Just Prime in the middle looked. It looked weird because there was nothing else there, just Prime.
Speaking of Prime, how about my boy Logan Prime Paul? I can't keep that up. He's not my boy. I hate Logan Paul, but how about him retaining?
Did not see that coming.
No, I thought it was going to be Randy.
I thought they were going to do a Benoit Guerrero moment.
With Kevin and Sammy. That's what I was pulling for.
Especially after they mirrored it of having Sammy be there before Kevin walked out and being like, go get it, buddy.
Yeah.
And then he didn't get it, buddy. Also, how about Randy Orton kicking the shit out of KSI?
That wasn't KSI.
Or not KSI, fucking ISO Speed.
ISO Speed.
Get in, loser. We're beating up internet people.
Bro, that shit does crazy numbers for them every time they do it. Like, they low-key need to start doing that kind of shit, especially with Logan Paul. Like, do that more often, because it does crazy numbers for them on social media.
Yeah, but they could find a less shitty person to do it with.
I don't know enough about iShowSpeed to know if he's shitty. Of the clips I've seen, he's just overacting.
Nah, he's friends with Logan Paul. He's shitty.
I mean, he's also one of the most viewed streamers on YouTube, so.
Well, he willingly associates with Logan Paul. He's a shitty person.
They should bring in... Wait, is Regis Philbin still alive?
No.
Oh, he died? Damn. What about...
Just bring in his corpse.
There you go.
Now Springer's dead, too. Shit.
No. You bring in the corpse of Regis so you can pay off the WrestleMania 7 bit where he was interviewing The Undertaker backstage and Undertaker's like fucking measuring him for his casket and shit.
Yeah, and then have Regis bury Undertaker.
Now he did that by himself, so yeah.
Oof. Moving on, how about Bayley winning the women's title?
Yeah. Hell yeah. And...
Right that when was that
probably
match.
The
love me some Bayley. Fucking... Love me some Bayley. That was awesome.
I've been robbed.
They put their fucking working boots on.
Yo, that was a match.
It was.
If anybody was going to beat my baby EO, it had to be Bayley.
Right when it started really getting good was when they wrapped it up for me.
The handspring front flip out of the rose plant was one of the dopest fucking things I've ever seen.
That was so fucking sick, and they should have kept going like at least another 5 minutes. That shouldn't have been like the Iggy for the finish.
That's fair. I feel like they did have another gear that they didn't get to get into.
Yeah, I feel like they did too, but I mean, there's gonna be a rematch.
Remember, don't blow your load on the first match, guys.
Exactly.
Why not?
Yeah, WrestleMania is a place to blow your load.
You've already tricked them and got their money, so stink it up more and more each time.
Yeah. Classic indie booking.
I'm just glad Bayley finally got her moment.
The French don't deserve a good PLE. They have to suffer like the rest of us. Bayley and EO rematch, 3-minute table match.
I'd watch AEW.
Man.
I'm sorry, I jumped off the train a little while ago.
We'll get to AEW here in a minute because we had to talk about that main event first. Cody finished the story.
Did he?
Thank God, now he can move on.
He's no longer Bodega Boy, he's Bodega Champion.
Bodega Man!
But did he really finish the story? Because he won the second most important championship in the company. He still hasn't won the true belt that his father never held, the People's Championship.
I know this is kind of off subject, though, but that fucking Raw after Mania, that shit was awkward as fuck.
And dude,
I get where they're playing off of whenever The Rock introduced the actual title back in the day, and Cody came out there and was like, oh yeah, it's going to be synonymous with me in 10 years, not The Rock. Can I touch it?
That was just an awkward segment. I can't believe they tricked my ass into watching Raw thinking like, wow, Mania was pretty solid. And then Raw was fucking bunghole.
Second year straight, the Raw for WrestleMania has just fucking underwhelmed.
It was terrible. Yes.
The only thing we got on that show was Ilya Dragunov
versus Nakamura on a random Monday Night Raw. That's crazy.
That was... I'm always happy.
Fucking my universe in 2K.
Dude, my universe is getting weird in 2K. So Sammy's World Heavyweight Champion, Dexter Lumis, dethroned the Tribal Chief. I don't know how, because he's not on SmackDown. But he did that. The Miz. So I did realize I accidentally put him on both, because I was like, oh, I'll go ahead and reunite Awesome Truth and throw him on Raw, not realizing Miz was already on SmackDown. So he is a God King and has both the U.S. and the Intercontinental Championship.
Well, Miz, in my universe, won the Intercontinental Championship and then won the World Heavyweight Championship.
Nice.
As he should.
So let's talk about the thing that everybody's been talking about this week, and that's that Brawl-In footage.
That shit was hilarious. That shit was so fucking funny. They both just look like big old dorks. Literally, all he did was shove him. And then the second he started to lunge, a bunch of people appeared and Hook stared at them. And then
Chris Hero walked off looking like he was just like in such distress. He's like, oh my God, what the hell happened?
Chris Hero was killing me. The shot of him with his hands on his head is the funniest fucking thing ever. The fact that that's the first time Chris Hero has appeared on AEW TV is amazing. They should make that a gimmick. Throw him in a trio with Brandon Cutler and Colt Cabana doing their dumb shit right now, and that's money.
Props to Paul Turner, though, for just jumping in there without thought to his own well-being and trying to break that up.
Immediately.
First, let's talk about how you play Russian roulette and lose. That's what that fucking shit was.
Okay, so, like, the storyline reason worked, but still showing the footage didn't work. Like, you could have talked about it without showing the footage. The footage
wrong.
Everyone looked bad. Okay, but if they're going to show the footage, I get that it's security cam footage and it's quiet, but nobody talked over it. Nobody said anything about it. So this awkward-ass silent fucking footage for 50 seconds where just, like, you promoted one of WWE's top stars and... that's really all you did.
Incorrect. What it has done and is how much made of a pussy Jungle does Tony Man look like? A star.
No, I mean,
yes, because honestly, then later that same fucking week, he shows up in Chicago for the Shota Umino match and got amazing, incredible reactions. Everyone felt some type of way. Half the building adored him. The other half was going fucking rabid and wanted to stab him.
He had some insane heat in Chicago.
It was incredible. But then it was like the crowd would be intensely booing him, and then the other side of the crowd would chime in and start cheering the shit out of him. Incredible performance.
I just don't see what good it did for the company as a whole. It popped a rating for one night.
It didn't.
They got like 900,000 viewers, so you got 100,000 more than usual.
Buckle up for the Jungle Man run when he comes back.
But it still didn't sell no fucking tickets.
No, but
Battle of the Belts only sold like 3,000.
I think this is the only way to get Jungle Man over.
Tony Schiavone looked like he's seen a fucking ghost.
No, he had PTSD. That's what he had. He was like, "Ah, shit, I'm in WCW again." Fuck.
He's like, "It's a finger poke doing all over again."
Yeah.
Or Renee's face. She's still friends with pretty much everybody over there, and here's fucking Ospreay talking about fucking grinding Stephanie and shit. And you could see her face and how uncomfortable she was.
To be fair, though, Triple H did take a shot at Ospreay that was completely unnecessary. I don't mind him responding.
Yeah, but
I don't either. And I don't get why anyone's getting all uppity about that when that was some shit that we all loved about the Monday Night War era, was they would constantly be throwing like random ass pot shots back and forth at each other on Mondays.
Yeah, and but there's a difference between Monday Night Wars and this. This isn't even a war. This is a slaughter.
Yeah.
17 sold out shows in a row.
Yeah, but they always do really good when it starts to wind up for Mania Week.
Speaking of sold out shows, that scaled down entrance stage is what they're going to start using because of how much they're selling out.
I like it. It reminds me of what year was it? It was the year Cena made the surprise return and won the Rumble in, I think, New York. Seven. That is one of my all-time favorite like entrance stage setups, and it reminds me a lot of that.
Well, it's because they were running Madison Square Garden, and they don't have a lot of room in there to have a big stage.
That stage looks so good now, though. I didn't like the whole overproduced thing. They're also apparently going to stop doing the augmented graphics shit.
Thank fuck.
Good. They always look so gross.
It looks so janky every fucking time.
The one
Roman
they do
one looked like ass. I think the only ones that really looked good was like so Judgment Days funny. Looked really good. Drew's made sense. Seth's made sense.
Asuka's usually looked pretty good where they'd have the big mask floating up.
Yeah, Asuka's did look good.
But then Charlotte's with the glitter coming down.
But then a lot of them looked really bad. Like the Street Profits one was always really bad. I fucking loved the Roman statue.
Majority of them looked like bad PS1 renders.
The fucking Bobby Lashley one.
God.
I don't know. The Roman one was always
away from it, though. So
how do we feel about the first time that one of the three members of the Shield wasn't a world champion, only lasted for 4 days?
It was awkward.
Might as well just bend the IWGP title now.
Why?
Come on.
I will hear no slander from someone that won't even watch the match, because it was an incredible fucking
match. I don't
watch
bad matches.
Yeah, you do.
You watch WrestleMania.
I
know.
I only go over there so I can hang out with my friends. I didn't go to watch.
I know some of the people you wrestle.
Wrestling against someone and watching someone is totally different.
I mean, you work with FBK.
Also get paid.
And you're getting paid by enrichment from watching Windy City Riot. Incredible fucking pay-per-view. Tomohiro Ishii hit a fucking zigzag.
Just really glad Matt Riddle lost his belt.
So I was actually just about to mention it, because that was fucking weird.
What, him walking up the ramp right after the match?
Immediately after. It was giving Austin Aries at Bound for Glory with Johnny Impact.
That's exactly what came to mind when I saw it.
Because it was, I don't know, it felt very weird.
He's trying to get back to his cocaine.
But, I mean, hey, Zach has the belt back. Hopefully they never bring Riddle back.
Yep.
Moxley has the world title. On one hand, New Japan is outrageous for putting their two top belts on people that don't even go there. But on the other hand, John Moxley's the fucking greatest.
I wouldn't say he's the greatest, but I've really enjoyed this run Mox has been on over the last year or so.
don't know. I think really everyone outside of fucking Wheeler Yuta in the Blackpool Combat Club has been doing phenomenal. Like the Bryan Danielson Blue Panther match that they had last week was fucking incredible. Claudio's having really weird random ass collision bangers.
I found it weird they brought in Yuta to build him up and now he's just their bump bitch.
Yeah, they, it's weird. I think they realized that it's not there because they, I mean, they gave him everything you could give someone to get over and make yourself a star. And I just feel like he's, it's too soon for him.
It should have been Garcia in that spot.
Yeah, which they've been pushing Garcia pretty well now.
Still weird to me that they're going with that name still, despite the fact that the one guy that was from Blackpool is no longer in the company.
Yeah, fuck it, why not? Actually, no, they have another guy from Blackpool, and he hates them.
Yeah, so the name is stupid.
You know, if they really want to pop ratings instead of showing the Punk thing, why don't you show me the time that Sammy got his ass whooped twice?
I want to see the Andrade footage so goddamn bad.
Release the footage.
Release the fucking footage.
That's what'll really draw you. When Lacey Evans nothing, calls you a bitch.
There's less good that can come out of that than the Punk footage, though, because Andrade's not there, and it just makes Sammy look like an idiot.
Release the Eddie Kingston footage.
Which Eddie Kingston
maybe Sammy will get over more.
I mean, nah, shit, that footage, all it took was Jungle Man getting shoved by CM Punk, and now he's over like Rover.
I'm kind of excited.
He was only over because he was in fucking Chicago, and that's the only reason why. I'd say if it was anywhere else, nobody would give a fuck.
And the heat he got in Chicago was go-away heat. He had X-Pac heat.
No, yeah, he did
that
not.
That was go-away heat if I ever saw it.
Y'all did not see the beauty of the fucking monstrous dueling chant of "you got choked out." No, he didn't. And then he puts Umino in a fucking choke and everyone erupts. It was great shit.
No, that's just him being a smart worker. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean he's fucking over.
And he has wonderful hair.
I'm going to believe that Jungle Bitch is going to choke out Shota Umino.
Come on. I thought we called him Jungle Cunt.
Whatever, Jungle Cunt, whatever.
Jungle King.
Jungle Bitch.
Nepo Baby. Jungle Nepo Baby over here.
I mean, most wrestlers are Nepo Babies if they're on the Nationals.
Yeah.
Most wrestlers on the National scene are Nepo Babies at this point.
I know, and it's irritating.
I mean, your favorite was a Nepo Baby.
Oh.
Brett.
I was going to say, Dynamite's not a Nepo Baby. And Stu never fucking worked for Vince.
Still a Nepo Baby. Wouldn't have gotten where he was without Stu. Eh.
You know who wasn't a Nepo Baby? Work rate legend Johnny Knoxville.
And with that, I have to go feed Penny. You guys have a good podcast.
And speaking of later, work rate legends, how we feel about the true story being completed of Mania Week, Mark Briscoe capturing the Ring of Honor World Championship.
I was all right with that.
It was a good ass fucking match. They were doing
it was a few years too late, but whatever.
Yeah. But at the same time, back then I honestly would not have been down for a Mark Briscoe world title run. Because every time they would tease him for the TV title, it was always kind of ass. I don't know. Him and Eddie made fucking magic. They did a crazy ass exploder off the apron to the outside. That shit sounded disgusting.
I don't know, I'm surprised you're not going to talk about the real fucking story of WrestleMania weekend with Tank.
The clusterfuck? The clusterfuck was the greatest experience of the entire week of shows, other than me getting the clip of some random indies commentary dude just going, "I don't like Jaden Newman. He's a real dickhead."
Yeah, but he's our dickhead.
It was so fucking funny. Because the commentary on that show was so atrocious.
Who was on commentary?
Some random fucking chuckle fucks up in Philly.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't even, like, any of the actual, like, bigger names that were in town. Like, Veda Scott was there for one match. She called Speedball's match with Paul London, which was quality. Paul London does a little singing thing now, and he was doing, like, the Booker T singing beatdown, and then Speedball got the mic and started singing American Pie while kicking the shit out of him. It was fucking quality. But no, the clusterfuck, oh my god, everything you could want. There was major surprises. We got Microman, we got Tank, we got Mercedes Martinez being a fucking monster and obliterating everyone. Tank was in there for at least 30 minutes. Granted, a lot of it was standing outside dancing and wearing CPA's Ferris ties.
Apparently he's over with Haku now because of that.
Good.
As he should be.
Yeah.
Aja Kong was in it and started beating up mascots.
Yeah, she backfisted Cheetahn.
Cheetahn and Super Strong Style Chicken, I think that's its name, which is Speedball Mike Bailey in a chicken suit. Because actual Speedball was in the match for about 15 seconds and got eliminated. And then came back out 10 minutes later in the chicken suit and went 30.
Like a Tyler having Vietnam flashbacks about fighting chickens.
It was incredible. And truly the most stacked Final Four you could ever have in a Rumble type match. You had Pero, who's gigantic. You had Microman, who is not. You had Yoshihiko and Nick Gage.
The real shooter, Yoshihiko.
Yoshihiko got cut up with a pizza cutter by Nick Gage.
Only because Yoshihiko allowed it.
I don't know. Nick Gage eliminated Yoshihiko and then got dumped out by Microman.
Eh, Yoshihiko just must have been playing the numbers and had some money riding on it. That's all I can say.
I just can't believe we were robbed of having both Yoshihiko and Tank doing their shit at the same time and Microman and Tank.
I'd love to have seen a fucking encounter between Yoshihiko and Tank.
I don't know if I could do a full match, but something like that would be fucking perfect. But a full match of Microman and Tank, sign me the fuck up.
No, I'd love like a fucking 2-month program between Yoshihiko and Tank, because I feel like the promo work between Rev and Yoshihiko would be just top tier. Promo master.
They also had a really fun opener ECW shitfuck reunion.
Where Shane Douglas having a moan?
He was having a moan and eliminating fucking everyone. And then Jason Knight and an unrecognizable Just Incredible came out. And were about to eliminate their ultra-violent champion. But then Tommy Dreamer came and made the save. And, of course, eliminated Shane and then does what Tommy Dreamer does best, which is tear up and cut a babyface promo.
Was Tommy Dreamer babyface promos, man?
They also did Spider Nate Webb's music twice, back to back. He did his usual full song entrance, and then they started booing the sound guy when the song ended. And started chanting one more time. So then he just did his entrance again. And that was the infamous clip of Tank wearing one of CPA's ties on his forehead, dancing with Dark Sheik. Because then there's also a great shot on the feed of Tank going up with them and singing the chorus.
I love late game career Tank. It's so good.
It's incredible. It's one of those true rarities in wrestling where someone ends up not truly having like the best matches of their career until that later stage. Mm. It's like fucking PCO.
Still blows my mind that he was the Fat Mountie.
And now still. Look at him. the possibly next TNA Digital Media Champion.
Matt Mountie.
His feud with Crazy Steve has been thrilling.
So we're done talking about fucking wrestling now? Can we talk about something else? Been a half hour.
I'm just waiting on you guys.
So.
Is this your
how about that fucking Jungle Man?
No one wants to talk about fucking Jungle Man.
No one wants to listen to us talk about fucking Jungle Bitch either.
So.
You can do it. You got it.
How about that Jungle Man?
You have nothing.
I was waiting on you to segue into a fucking sponsor bit that JD's going to have to edit out.
Yeah. That's really
I would never do that to our newly anointed father, JD. Which brings me to my next sponsor. Big hot dogs. And green beans.
That is a disgusting combination.
Yeah, it is.
Which, so it's time for our next thrilling fucking segment. When are y'all going to play Helldivers 2? Brought to you by Big Hot Dogs and Green Beans.
I don't feel like paying
blow on a video game, maybe.
I don't want to spend $40 on this game that's probably going to fade out in fucking another month or so.
Boo on you, the both of you.
I haven't even finished Spider-Man, so.
Which is astounding to me. You need to finish Spider-Man.
I'm not finishing it on purpose now.
Electric Boogaloo.
I'm about three-quarters of the way finished with my second playthrough now that New Game Plus is here.
I just know how bad it bothers you guys, so I just don't do it.
Oh, it doesn't bother me. If you don't want to finish it, you don't want to finish it.
It bothers Jake the most.
Okay. Despite what I just said.
You should see how many doors and motor vehicles he's destroyed just thinking about it.
And how many hands I shook.
Countless hands.
But people's hands.
I finally started playing 2K again after just dicking around with Dragon's Dogma. And I don't know if it's just me or is the AI just super fucking bugged out? I feel like pinfalls are low-key impossible outside of my rise. And even then, I feel like I have to do a submission victory to finish any match.
I don't have any trouble pinning them.
Really? Motherfuckers kick out of anything. I can literally, like just the other night, I was doing Santos Escobar versus someone, I think Big E. And I hit him with like three consecutive Falcon Arrows because he already kept kicking out of fucking everything. And even then, it was still right at two. But then if I throw it in a submission, instant.
Did he have resiliency?
I don't know, but there's no way everyone has resiliency.
No.
They don't, but.
And they can only use it once.
True. What's your difficulty set on?
Yeah.
I think it's just set on normal. I haven't tweaked it. And then, like, in the showcase mode, since half the time the match finishes are just the cutscenes.
Yeah.
There's not any issue with that.
But I don't have any trouble.
It was taking fucking forever trying to do some universe mode shit.
Have you tried getting good?
I have. That's why I'm really good at submissions now.
Okay.
Because I swear to God, that's the only way to win matches.
It's really not.
It's really not.
That's just one of the many ways you can finish matches.
It's the fucking only way.
I say
or fucking count it. Because motherfuckers do not get back into the ring on their own.
Can you not get a count out victory either?
Not if I want someone to win a fucking belt, no.
Do you guys run into the problem where you go to shoot somebody off the ropes and they just fly over the top rope?
Yeah, because you're holding it down and it's a super.
No, yeah. No, it's really picky. I not hold it down for that to happen and it still happened.
You have
it's to, really like, finicky.
I have the problem of doing the showcase mode shit. And it's like, all right, go put them in the corner. And then every time I whip them, they bounce. Out. Yep.
Yeah.
It's so goddamn annoying.
I just tap it when I throw them.
And I find it incredibly fucking difficult to bounce people off of the ring posts.
I'll tell you the most annoying thing in 2K is probably the managers. The managers are fucking annoying.
All they do is jump up and take the fucking turnbuckle pad off and then they fuck off.
Yeah.
The referee puts it back on and they jump back up and take it off again.
I tried to play a match and I was defending against Damian Priest and it just automatically had all of Judgment Day out there. And it was like they all have their own individual recharge meter on interference. So they're just constantly spamming shit.
Yeah.
It's like the house of fucking torture.
I will say, like, somebody had made me and Katie and put us in the creations and I downloaded us. And the first match I played as me, she got kicked out within the first 30 seconds of the fucking match.
That's weird because whenever fucking Miz has Maurice, all that bitch does is fucking jump up there, pull the fucking thing down, get my attention. I'm sitting here like, hey, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? And the ref's just kind of looking at her and I'm just like, are you going to throw the bitch out or what?
But 3 minutes in, Judgment Day had almost all the turnbuckle pads stripped.
What a bunch of hoes.
And the only time that's happened to me with a manager, though, was the time that I played as me and had Katie manage me, and she got fucking booted within the first 30 seconds.
Universe mode does not like it when I try to push you towards the NXT Tag Team Championships with the rest of Chase U.
For fuck's sake.
Did you edit him where he wears the Chase U gimmick?
I haven't put that much effort into it
Please
yet.
Please do, because I want to see Jake as a Chase U member. That would just be phenomenal.
It'd be so fucking good.
Just give him like the fucking sweater instead of the jacket.
Oh no, he's getting the sweater and if possible the headband. So he's going to be like that one dude.
Oh my god. That'd be the greatest. And then put Katie as a Chase U member too.
Yeah, she can tag with what's her face?
Thea.
Yeah. There you go.
I will say, though, with it, you got to tweak my moves a little bit. Like, dude has me doing some shit that I've never in a million years tried to do.
That's my favorite part of making myself. I haven't done it in many, 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 many years, but I'd always do some, like, random shit
that I would never do. Finish.
When I,
yeah.
That I did that.
I've never seen you go above Brett's rope.
Oh, no, dude.
I've never seen you go above Brett's rope.
Oh, I have.
You've never come
you
off the top
in Fire
rope.
Pro.
I have to.
Your I've AI would fuck.
I did it for.
You came off I the second. It. You said you were terrified to do it.
No, I did it when I went up to Trodden True for.
Yes,
Global
that's
Force.
What the picture you doing the frog splash. He was like, I came off the second rope. It is the most terrified I've ever been in my life.
No, I came off the top rope.
Well, don't go above Brett's rope. It's the most dangerous rope.
And then I did a fucking, in the next show that I did, fucking Crimson gave me a fucking exploder off the top rope.
Oh, is that the show you hit the double moonsault?
Yeah, that was it.
Now, the second rope is the most dangerous rope. It's the one that almost broke my thumb last Monday. Look at it. It's gross.
It looks fucking gross.
That's how my big toe looks.
That's all bruised and shit.
I dropped a giant wooden trash can on
my
foot.
I did this getting out of the ring.
How do you do that getting out of the fucking ring?
I went to plant on the apron and grabbed the second rope to fucking bail out. And my fucking, all of me went except my thumb. And just bent it back real good. So I wrestled last night with a fucking bad hand.
And you did the fucking Power and Glory bit.
Yeah, did you hear Boston Ben pop for that?
That was great.
He was like, it's fucking Power and Glory. And I was like, yeah.
I love how you were like, hey, let's talk about something else. And here we are talking about wrestling.
Mm-hmm. You guys started it.
I didn't start shit.
Will did talk about 2K.
So. How about that Jungle Man?
How about it's 55 minutes in?
It's 48 minutes by the counter.
My counter says 55.
50. That's for the call.
Yeah, mine says 48:10 for recording.
Shane, depart your great benevolent wisdom onto us. Actually, the people are yearning for your words.
Actually, I just wanted to say that typically, whenever I do life lessons, they're not to be taken serious. It's all supposed to be a joke. But to be,
oh God, did someone take your shit seriously and get in trouble?
No, no.
Okay.
No. But I actually wanted to talk about something serious for a life lesson. And this really just goes out to all the men out there. This week I'm going to be taking some time off from the show. These guys know. And, you know, I had to make a decision this week for my own mental health to go get medicated. And it's just something that I've always felt above, almost. Because as men, we're told, hey, don't be a pussy and go out there and toughen up. And just grab yourself by the bootstraps and go on. Well, that doesn't always work. So what my advice to you people are is don't be afraid to go get the help that you need for your own mental health. And remember that you have friends who care about you and love you and things like that. So I'm going to take some time off to get adjusted to stuff and I'll be back. But just don't put it by the wayside because you're a man. Don't listen to the social norms and don't listen to other people when they tell you, hey, just it's nothing. You're a man. You can handle it. Get the help that you need. And that's where I wanted to leave it on a serious note. So that's my life advice for everyone. And it is a hard decision. It's something that I've fought with for many, 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 many fucking years. And these guys knew. I've been through a ton of shit that people shouldn't be going through at my age. I've lost a child. I've lost my mother. I've lost my grandmother, friends, stuff like that. Pressures of just being a man fucking sucks sometimes. Especially when you have people that depend on you, friends, family, and stuff like that. So, like I said, don't be afraid to get the help that you need. And there's no shame in it. And that's my life lesson for you.
Right, now we can't do the outro and be funny.
Of course we can. I'll give you one for the road. Here's a bonus piece of advice. If you ever break up with a girl or your wife and you put your stuff in storage, make sure that you always pay your bills because sometimes they may hire private investigators and those private investigators might get your storage locker. So always pay your bills.
I really thought you were going to go into the soft boy era thing that you posted on Facebook the other day.
It's okay. We're in the soft boy era. It's cool. You know, if she ain't making more than me, I don't want her. So, well, she can't tend to my every need. Don't need her.
Your soft boy shoot fucking got me, though, dude. I laughed at that shit for a good 10 minutes.
I know. It's great. And it's so funny that these women are so mad and they don't realize how ridiculous they sound. And now they're like starting to see, like, wow, okay. I like watched this one guy. He was like, hey, I got a house with 6 bedrooms And it's like 7,000 square feet. And he said, I'm not dating a woman unless she has 12 rooms. Yeah. He's like, if you can't match this energy, don't come at it.
On that note, Jake, how about that jungle man?